You're listening to Girls Gone Wad. I'm Joy.
Hi, it's Claire.
Hi.
Hi, it's episode 10.
Episode 10 for Yay. You.
10. We're in the double digits now.
Big time.
That is a big time. Do you remember when you turned 10 and you were like, I'm double digits?
Yeah, I thought it was a big deal when I turned 5.
Wow. You had a lot of self-awareness. Sure. I'm pretty sure I had no idea I was 5.
I remember going up to my mom and I was like, am I an adult now?
Oh my gosh.
When I was 5.
Just an old soul.
I am definitely an old soul.
I remember when I was 6, I remember turning 6 actually and trying to tell my kindergarten teacher and she was like doing something else and I was like, Mrs. Ritchie, I'm not 5 anymore, I'm 6. And she didn't hear me and I was like, aw, nobody cares that I'm 6.
Wah-wah.
Anyway, episode 10.
Episode 10, everyone.
All that to say.
Yeah.
We're at episode 10.
So we are going to talk about a lot of things today, but we're going to check in because we just did something exciting yesterday.
Yeah, well, but first of all, I really, really want to give a big shout out to Tay and Amber, mm-hmm. who made donations to our Barbells for Boobs page.
Yeah.
And we really, really, really appreciate
that. Thank you so
much,
Tay and Amber.
It's just awesome to feel like we're being supported by people that you guys don't even know us. You are trapped inside a car somewhere right now listening to us without any way to escape and
running with your earbuds.
Right.
Hello.
And it's just awesome to feel supported. So
thank you guys.
We still have a couple of weeks to fundraise and right now we're in 4th place out of 10 for the fundraisers. And you guys, it would be awesome if we could meet our goal. We want to win, but also it would just be awesome if we could meet our goal, which is 750. So we'll be posting the link to that throughout the next couple weeks. And if you feel so inclined, we would really, really love it and really, really appreciate some donations from you guys. Anyway,
Yay.
So that's that. So how's your week been going?
It's been really good. I get all weird when we have short weeks. So since Labor Day a holiday. Mm-hmm. And we're recording this Wednesday night, by the way, you guys.
Yeah, we usually record on Sundays and they're like,
we've had crazy lives. Like down to the wire. So you guys will be hearing this fresh in the morning.
Yeah.
Whenever
Which
there's a holiday.
I like though, because like,
I do too.
When we record on Sunday, I'm always like, let's get it on already.
Claire and I always have that problem whenever we record. It is torture for us to wait to get it out to you guys. We're like, can we release it? Can we go? So it'll be instant gratification for us to put this out tomorrow morning. So whenever we have a Monday holiday and the day off, it all screws my week. And I always have like an after holiday weekend depression. So it's been a funky week. But Monday we did the dunk tank, the dunk tank. It's actually the body fat test.
Hydrostatic body fat. Something.
Yeah, it was my first time. It was your
third time. Yes.
So you're a veteran.
I'm an old pro. Body fat stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So in a nutshell, it's this basically like a budget truck that this woman has converted into. I mean, it's like a franchise thing. I mean, she didn't do this herself, but that she in the back is a big tank that's basically like a hot tub.
Yep.
And then it's like all set up where she has like a little desk that has the computer, and then there's a cute little dressing room, and it's totally legit. Like it's crazy legit, and it has, you know, on like those big RVs where you can put down the feet and it'll level it, so it levels. And so you go in there and you have your swimsuit on and you aren't supposed to have eaten within 2 hours and like all a couple other things, and you go under the water, which is, you know what, maybe 12 inches deep or so, and you go under the water and you have to push all the air out because the idea is to see how much you displace from the tank. So if your belly is full of air, then you displace.
Air is weight.
Right. Or mass. Air is mass inside your body. And
it's a lot of weight.
And so you have to push out all your air, and that's like kind of a scary experience of it. Kind of feels like you're drowning.
I had no idea to expect that it would feel like, that way. Uh-huh. I was not expecting that at all. So when I sat down in the tank and she was giving me the instructions, in my head I'm thinking, this is going to be a breeze. I'll get this over with. I was looking at the clock. I was like, I arrived at 7 o'clock. I'll be out of here in like 5 minutes. Oh, no. No, no. I went down and I was immediately back up in like 3 seconds because it just takes your breath away.
Totally. And you're like, as you're... You're pushing out your air, and your body's like, no, 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 breathe
in
air,
take
breathe
in
air,
air.
And you're like, wait, I'm underwater. And your body like kind of, so it takes a couple times to do it before you like can relax into it and actually do it. But the lady is great, wasn't she?
She's awesome.
She's all like, all right, well, let's just
try it. It's okay. And then she gave me like a different technique because I wasn't doing it right. Mm-hmm. And she's like, let's try something else. And that didn't work. So I had to go back to square one and do it the original way.
What was the second technique?
So the second time, so the original way to do it is you just blow out all the air and just, and then you have to hold it underwater for like 2 or 3 seconds.
Right, so she can get
well, then she's like, no, let's get everything underwater except for your nose and mouth and try to blow everything out and then go under. Yeah, that didn't work at all. Because mentally, I still couldn't do it. I was like going underwater and I still kept taking breaths. It was the weirdest thing. So finally I got enough air out where she was like cheering. She's like, good girl. That was amazing. You did awesome. Because every time I got a number, she's like, I know that's not your number.
Yeah.
I know that's not your number. She's like, try it again. So I did probably 5 or 6 times before I finally got my number.
I only had
it was really scary.
I think I did it 3 times. And my second 2 readings were the same.
Yeah.
So she was like, all right, you're good. You can get out now. Yeah. What was your...
Interesting, though.
Yeah.
Super interesting. I left thinking, wow, I learned so much about myself.
Yeah. What was your percentage?
It was 20... I think it was 20.5.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. So I can't remember, like, the rest of the numbers, but... Yeah. Where I fell in the range. But yeah. I think I was just above... average, like healthy. It was weird. The scale was like average, healthy, and elite. And I'm like, does that mean I'm not healthy? Like I'm just above average.
Oh, so, I was like, the first time I did it, so I'm at 22.1.
Yeah.
And I was at 22.3 or something when we did it at the end of February. So I have like held steady, but I gained a pound and a half of lean body mass.
Awesome.
So, which is awesome. And she was like, and she looked at my like chart and she was like, you just need to gain 4 more pounds of lean body mass. I was like, can we talk about how it just took me 8 months to gain 1.5 pounds? Like, pretty sure I'm not going to gain 4 pounds of lean body mass in the next month, but it could happen.
It could happen.
And she was like, the first time I went in there, I was 24-something%. And that was like bordering in between average and overweight. And I was like, really?
Isn't that weird?
It was super weird. Like, yeah. I was not ready for that. And I mean, like, she was like, you know, I think you could be a little bit less like for your body type. And I mean, like, that's fair. I'm petite. But I was like, I don't feel like 24 is...
Mm.
You know, she was saying that she, like, likes to see people, like, women in between, like, 18 to 25.
Yeah. She wants me to get to 18 by the next 30 days, and I'm not sure if that's
I dropped 2% in
Did
January.
Did you?
Yeah. In January, I'm from 24. Hmm. I dropped, like, 2.5%.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it is possible. It's I thought possible. For sure I was like, that's not going to happen.
No, yeah. I dropped 2.2% or something.
That's awesome,
in January.
Okay.
I also weighed and measured everything I ate for the entire month of January.
Oh, geez.
But since then, I have totally maintained.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Okay. You just gotta be ready to put in some work.
Yeah. So that was fun.
Yeah.
Super and positive experience.
So, you know, I would recommend it for people who are working out.
I would too.
Like, and really paying a lot of attention, that kind of thing, to get your body fat tested. And not just, like, with the crazy calipers, like, with the lunch lady and the calipers.
No.
But, like, do it legit.
And legit.
It's just, like, an interesting metric to have, especially because... You know, like we've talked about, the more that we work out and the more that we deal, you know, do that, the more we realize that your weight has so little bearing on your health, on your performance, on your anything, that basing your goals off of your weight is just like ridiculous.
It's so ridiculous. When I left, I learned that I burned, I don't even know, I think it was like around 1,700 calories just...
Mm-hmm. Just existing.
Just existing.
Yeah.
And then I think it's around 2,500 calories with, like, moderate effort.
Right.
I was like, are you kidding me? So that puts me around, what, like, 2,700 to 2,800 calories I should consume a day? Are you kidding
me? Right, just for maintenance.
Just for maintenance.
Right.
And so that really freaked me out because I'm like, I'm definitely... And so she told me, she's like, this is a number where people realize that they're not eating enough healthy foods to feed their body properly.
Yeah.
So, so I walked away thinking, wow, I really need, and it's perfect timing, obviously, with the challenge that we're doing, because, you know, I'm really dialing in my diet, but, so, yeah, it's good. I'm looking forward to, in 30 days, doing it again. I recommend, if you guys do it, if you haven't done it before, just do it once. You don't have to do it twice. Our gym is doing it because they're doing it before, after. You have the option
to just do it
once.
Right, so we're doing a 30-day nutrition challenge for the month of September, which is basically, like, you get points for eating paleo, for drinking 64 ounces of water, for sleeping. I want to say it's 7 hours or more a night.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, if you do 6 to 7 hours, you get 1 point. If you do 8 hours or more, you get 2 points, something like that. Taking fish oil, doing mobility, working out, and then taking protein after you work out. And not necessarily, like, Progenics or something, but, like, eating protein.
Yep.
And then you lose points for drinking alcohol.
Which sucks because my birthday's next week.
Oh, bummer.
But you're excited because that puts you closer to the cornhole game, Claire.
Way closer. So that's the thing, guys. The prize is, well, there are a couple of prizes you can choose from, but the one that I'm gunning for is the Rogue Fitness cornhole set.
It's amazing.
It's so cool.
I would love that thing.
It would be so cool. Yeah. So I think I'm like, I'm not necessarily in the lead, but I'm up there right now in my points. I think I have like 39 points or something like that.
Yeah.
I'm pretty excited about it.
That's really, wouldn't it be cool if we had a cornhole game with Girls Gone Wild on it?
Oh my gosh, that would
somebody
be so
needs
cool.
to make that for us.
You know, but making cornhole games is like a lot harder than you think it's going to be.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, when TJ and Lindsay got married, Lindsay was like, we're gonna make a cornhole game, and then it was like, that's just a lot of work.
That's ambitious. Yeah, so that's on the table to win, and Claire's in it to win it.
I'm
so
totally in it to win
with
it.
This whole
that's
alcohol,
so cool.
I mean, I don't drink a lot, but as far as yeah, like birthday, you want to have
well,
like a
glass
of
wine. Well, we haven't been wadding very much, and that's like my, because like Monday night we wadded. Wadded. We did the wad. Mike Davis is going to be listening to this. He's going to twitch. He hates it when people say that.
Wadded?
Yeah, he hates it when they use it as a verb. He's like, you participated in the wad. You went to the, you know, like you did the wad. You didn't work out of the day. Anyway, on Monday night we did. But then last night I had a meeting and then tonight, so the whole thing with my dog got stung by bees last night and we stayed up all night with her trying to keep her from going into anaphylactic shock. So I was like, I'm not working out tonight. But, so I'm like, I'm losing points.
Yeah.
Dang it, Luna.
I'm getting,
get away
I'm getting
from the
farther from that cornhole game.
I know.
Yeah.
But I've been doing mobility. I've been doing, like, the shit out of my mobility. And so I'm like, can I get extra points for mobility?
Teach me to be down with that.
I have, like, totally almost, what's what I'm looking for? Where you get rid of something completely. Erased?
Eliminate?
Eliminated my butt wink. By the way.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, because I have like crazy.
Does everybody know what
butt wink?
I think CrossFitters should know what probably, a butt wink is.
So butt wink is when you it's caused typically by tight hamstrings. And so basically what happens is when you squat all the way down, your pelvis gets pulled kind of, how do you describe it? It gets pulled almost, it like rotates forward a little bit, which then extends your lower back and causes you to overextend. And so if you have butt wink, it's not a good idea to like be squatting super heavy weights because it just puts your lower back in a weaker position. But it's typically caused by tight hamstrings, which I've had my whole life. Like I can barely freaking touch my toes.
Mm-hmm.
And when I started CrossFit, I could barely like touch my shins. Like, you know in yoga when they're like, okay, forward fold, now halfway lift. Like, my forward fold and my halfway lift are the
same.
Are the same,
yeah.
So, anyway, so I've been doing, like, it's just so much mobility.
Good
my butt
for
wink
you.
So yeah, no more butt wink.
That's exciting.
Yeah. Anyway, but so with the whole nutrition challenge.
Yeah.
So you're eating paleo now, though. Guys, this is a big deal.
I'm kind of scared to admit it. Because I'm out of the closet now.
Yeah.
I guess officially this moment.
At this moment, Joy, no longer a vegan.
Dun, dun, dun. So, you guys, let's not talk about this too much. We can maybe, if you guys want to have this as a
let's
topic.
Let's talk about though. Why you decided, though,
okay.
to go from, so you've been, we talked about in the first episode, you've been a vegan for a long time.
Yep.
And it was just, you started eating vegan because you felt like it was really a good, healthy choice.
Yep.
And
digestion was like the main issue. And
And there was the side effect of saving the world.
Exactly. And I've seen too many movies that like really freaked me out. So I don't know really where to start. So let's just keep it brief. And I will just say that I follow tons of blogs. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the people who originally were food bloggers that I followed that were vegan food bloggers, one of them in particular went paleo. And I freaked out. It was almost like she betrayed me. I was like, how dare you?
Especially because here you are living, like, trying to, like, pull down the vegan fort of this paleo world.
But the funny thing is, like, that's so stupid, too, because, like, everyone has their own point of view and how you eat, and it all should be individual. But there was this weird grieving point that I went through that I'm like, how dare she leave me? I was the one, like, I turned vegan almost because she wrote the way she wrote. And
what blog was this?
It's called Kristen Suzanne something. I always forget the name. So she has all these books and blah, mm-hmm. whatever. So I really, really had this like loss, this sense of loss. Where I'm like, damn it. So I sat with it for a couple weeks and then I went back and I read her blog again because it was this whole post about like,
this is why
vegan, I'm going paleo, you guys. And I was just like, oh my God. And there, I mean, honestly, there was a sense of me being like, I'm the only vegan in the gym. I feel like I have to like really know my stuff. It was dumb. Like, no one cares. But I cared. I was like, because I'm the odd girl out, I have to know my stuff and I have to, like, stick to it. Anyway, so after I read the stuff that she wrote, I just sat with it, I sat with it, I sat with it. And then I started listening to podcasts of vegans who had gone paleo. And then she was on an episode of the Bulletproof Executive podcast. And it's a really good podcast, by the way. And I just was running one day listening to this podcast episode, and I'm like, I'm going to try it. Like, all the things that she said made so much sense to me.
Yeah.
And
so,
I thought...
what are the reasons?
For her, there was a lot of health stuff that was going on. Like, she has a daughter, and her daughter was starting to exhibit some weird... she was, like, not fainting, but just, like, feeling faint and, like, looking ashen and whatever.
Yeah.
And I hate the, like, stereotypical, like, vegans look pale and skinny. Don't like, that's so
you.
Stupid.
But though. It is kind of true that if you're vegan, you have to put a lot more effort into getting those nutrients.
So much
more. And not that you can't get them, but it's, like, a much more conscious process.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Exactly. You're exactly right. So that was the thing, too, was she listed a lot of things that were, for her, she had a hard time getting pregnant. She noticed all these things in hindsight where she's like, oh my God, I think this might have been because of my vegan diet. And I mean, her being like a leader in the vegan world,
right,
it was so hard. I mean, I felt weird that like she felt weird.
Yeah.
Because she wrote about it. She has all these followers.
Right.
So anyway, so then like, you know, I came home and I announced it to my husband. I was like, I have something to tell you. And it was really funny because he was like, I cannot believe this. Like, I don't even know you. Who are you? I didn't think he'd react that way. I thought he for sure would
right,
be
like, oh,
cool.
Whatever, yeah.
He was like, are you sure? Like, why are you doing, like, don't do this for me.
Yeah.
But, I mean, for a whole slew of reasons, too. Like, we had a hard time, like, prepping meals together. Like, it was always
so separate.
Because
what is
separate.
He? Just eats,
yeah, he's
is he
normal.
Really?
He just eats whatever. He's a healthy eater.
Right.
But he just isn't, like, a strict anything.
He's not restrictive.
Yeah, yeah. So, but at the same time, like, he's not vegan. So
right.
It was always really hard. So anyway, my main thing, too, is I started having a really hard time.
Sorry, were you vegan when you met him?
No.
Oh, okay.
Uh-uh. I went vegan, like, the year we got married.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, let me think. So the thing that really, really... hit it home for me was after hearing all that stuff, and I never really got into like the meat substitutes. They never felt natural
that
to me.
Thing, okay.
Like they never.
I kind of
like
take a little bit issue with that when it comes to, like, vegans and vegetarians, and it's like, you know, it's like, and this also, when people who are paleo or gluten free go out and they're like, well, it's, you know, it's a gluten free waffle, or if it's, you know, it's a gluten free loaf of bread. Same thing, like, well, it's a meat free, you know, burger. It's a meat. It's like, if you're gonna give it up, give it up. Like, if you're gonna, you know, live your life not, you know, deciding that you don't need these things, then stop using them. You know, don't, like, go find this facsimile that's, you know, as close to it as you can get.
And I never ate them.
Kind of scary. Let's be honest right now.
Yeah, and I don't know enough about it to talk about that, but, like,
I
never connected or felt right eating. So I never would eat it. So like my protein resources were so slim. I was just living off of like protein shakes and da da da.
Right. And like
so,
hummus.
And like hummus and like tons of almond butter
right.
and whatever. So, so that started getting exhausting and I was like, I just don't have a ton of options. And I'm not like savvy in the kitchen. I just choose not to be. I could be, but I just don't put the time into it. So that was the other piece too, where I'm like, I feel like my whole, what just kept coming back for me was balance.
Yeah.
Like it just felt like in other areas of my life too, not just with food, but that's such a symbol too of how we live our lives is how
totally.
We feed ourselves.
And absolutely.
So that was something that I just came home and I'm like, this is like, let's try this. And so like that night, Scott and I went to dinner and I was like, we went to Hops and Pies, and
it was
not, like, the healthiest dinner, but we had pizza with some meat on it. It was, like, really light.
Uh-huh. But cheese.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And,
oh, my gosh. Did that do a number on you?
No. I was
How long had it been since the last time you had cheese?
I don't know, a couple of years, like maybe a few years.
Oh my gosh.
I had like digestive enzymes that I took with me and like was
That's
prepared
fair.
And like ate super light. Like it was not, but it was funny. Like I picked up the slice of pizza and I was like, oh my God, this is so weird.
This is like a momentous
and
occasion.
Scott was like, you don't have to do this, you know? And I was like, it's okay. Like I really
right,
want
you're
to.
Like, it's not like I'm like
losing my virginity or something. it's okay, I'll be gentle.
Yeah.
Oh, so, sorry, Claire. Claire just got embarrassed.
Oh my gosh, so awkward, you guys.
It's hot in here now.
And by I got embarrassed, Joy actually is bright red right now. Oh my gosh. I wish you could see your face. It takes a lot more than that to embarrass me.
I know. That's actually really true. Thanks for calling me out, Claire. I get embarrassed so easily. Okay, this morning I got embarrassed at the gym, though. That's another story.
If I went even like a week without eating cheese and then went back to eating it, it would destroy me.
Really?
Well, I'm lactose intolerant. Like, legit, like, well, have a dairy allergy.
Yeah.
But, like, that's interesting that you know, were able to, I don't know, kind of just dive right back in.
Yeah. The only... So you guys, the long short of it is that I'm now eating meat.
Yeah. So, are you eating all meat? Are you eating paleo? So, you said you're switching to paleo. So, you cut out grains?
Yes. So,
beans and all that?
Good. Yeah, so I'm kind of...
Beans I do not miss.
Yeah.
Beans are the easiest thing for me to give up.
So, and it's been an interesting transition. I think it's just a slow transition.
Totally.
I'm kind of trying to, like, ease into it. And I haven't really had anything bad except for one time I had a beef bowl at Chipotle, like, weeks ago. And I felt like crap afterwards.
Really?
It was like really lethargic. So I feel like whatever happened with that, I was like, yeah, it just wasn't ready for it. But overall, I feel good. I think the main thing for me is I feel like my world is open again. Like, I've lived my life. I'm not trying to get all serious or anything, but I've lived my life for so long. Like, I have to do this and I have to do it and I have to restrict it and I can't do this. And
well,
this
then
is,
it kind of becomes like part of your identity.
It totally does.
And yeah, you like.
So there's
like,
a part of me that like felt lost. Yeah, like you feel like you have to stick to this way and whatever. And I think too, just lifestyle is people always have to accommodate you.
Yeah.
And I think with paleo or whatever other diets you have is like, it's pretty flexible in terms of like where you can go and what you can
eat. Yeah, that's so true.
A lot more so than vegan. Mm-hmm. And I always felt like an idiot whenever we'd have to go to parties and people would be like, oh, I don't really have anything vegan here. And I'm like, it's okay. Like,
right.
I hated that people would point that out.
Right. And you're like, anyway, it's fine, chips and salsa.
Yeah, I'm good. Which is so stupid.
Yeah.
So anyway,
we were at TJ and Lindsay's Halloween party last year and everyone else brought like bacon and you were like, chips and guac, I got this.
And I ate the whole thing.
Oh, I remember that. And I was like, Joy, you're eating my chips.
Every time you walked in the kitchen, I was just
Well, that's because the only reason I noticed that was because I was going straight for the chips, too. I freaking love tortilla chips.
Me, too.
And especially those ones from Whole Foods. They're, like, they're almost, like, puff. Oh, they're so good.
Yeah.
Oh. Those are my big Achilles like heel.
Fluffy pieces of heaven.
Yeah. Deep fried or something. They're so good. Deep fried and angel tears. just delicious. Anyway.
I wish they'd rename them to deep fried and angel tears.
Yeah, Whole Foods needs to hire me to do their marketing. Yeah. Clearly. Well, that's interesting. Well, and also, like, I think when it comes, and we talked about this a little bit, I guess, in the first episode where we talked about you being a vegan.
Yeah.
Might have been the second episode. Regardless. For me, especially, it's, like, more about eating in the way that makes you feel, you know, like you're in optimal health. And we had a question actually about this on our Facebook page earlier this week where they said, you know, hey, you said something last week that kind of confused me. Like, I'm new to paleo and you said that you were getting funny looks for eating corn. Like, isn't corn paleo? And didn't our ancestors eat corn? And it's like, well, technically corn is not paleo because it's a grain. And, you know, if you're going by the book, paleo is no grains whatsoever because, as they see it, as, you know, like the paleo gurus ever see it, in pre-agricultural times, you would not have access to an amount of corn or an amount of grains that would be, you know, be able to, you would actually really be able to consume.
Mm-hmm.
Like, corn as we know it today is like, you know, has been bred and bred and rebred and rebred to be as huge as it is. Like, natural corn is only a handful of kernels. It's like this tiny little thing. And, I mean, like, you see those, like, little dinky, like, you know, they call it Indian corn or something. Like, that's what actual corn looks like. So, I kind of feel like if something is in season, you can eat it. Like, that's kind of...
Yeah.
Because I think that almost, in a sense, is, like, where paleo and primal are divergent, whereas paleo is very much, like, you know, no grains, no beans, no legumes, whatever. And primal is more like, you know, low, if you can grow it, you can eat it.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Right.
But, you know, for me, it's less about... And I think once you start eating paleo, and once you start, like, getting into that community, you kind of realize that it's less about focusing on following the rules and more about just like finding what feels good to you. And in a sense, you are looking to like, use the guidelines like what your ancestors ate, because you're looking to see, okay, what is my body capable of digesting and of utilizing?
Yeah.
And, you know, that's probably not a Big Mac. Let's just be honest.
That's,
yeah. But it's not, you know, if you tolerate cheese really well. Like Brandon, for example, like he eats cheese all the time. He still eats some bread. And he's just like, you know, if I don't get grains before workout, I just crash.
Yeah.
You know, and he's like, you know, I'm sure I could
I
find.
I
could
see that his body type.
He is, yeah, like super.
Fuel burning machine.
Totally. Total fuel burning machine. And like, yes, we could, you know, like stuff him full of, you know, whatever plant-based carbs or whatever before, but it would, like, in a performance setting, you don't, like, he would have to, you know, go into that, like, just chock full of food, or he could have a piece of bread with some almond butter on it and be ready to go.
Yeah.
If I had a piece of bread before a workout, it would be a disaster.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I would be, like, a just blob.
And I think the thing that I'm still really comfortable with is, like, really focusing on the plant-based piece of it, you know, that still really feels good to me, but that balance of bringing in meat, eggs is, like, it feels
eggs,
good.
That's what I forgot about. Yeah. Eggs. You don't eat eggs either. Yeah. Wow. I eat, like, ridiculous amounts of eggs.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's kind of the huge change, but, I mean, I still love all, like, you know, like, the vegan lines that I love in, as far as, like, protein powders or, like my pre-workout drinks are still, like, the, I mean, yeah. I'm not, like, shunning.
Right,
just,
well,
like,
you're not going to be just, not, like, introducing animal protein willy-nilly, like.
No, yeah. So, that's been a huge change. So I'm looking forward to, obviously, especially, it's really cool timing, too, that I kind of made this shift recently.
Right, at the challenge.
Yeah. And then
so
the body fat testing.
Is Scott doing the paleo challenge? I mean, by default,
no.
Or no? I mean, like, is he
no.
eating
so,
paleo with you?
So, this is
do you guys
thing.
Eat totally separately?
We don't eat separately. Well, now we don't.
Well,
we
not, not separately, like, in different rooms, but, like, do you, like, make your own meals?
No, we eat together.
Okay.
Well, dinner, obviously. Like,
well, right, yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, but we used to not really because of the vegan thing, which was another annoying thing. Because I'm like, oh, this sucks. We can't really, like, make the same meals. And
right.
So that's been a huge shift and a really positive thing for our marriage, which sounds silly, but it's true.
No, honestly, like, like, I think that eating together is, like, I mean, if you look at it, like, sharing meals is sort of, like, the most basic community activity that you
totally
can do.
Totally. Connected.
I mean, if you look, like, historically even, like, you know, I don't know.
Yeah. So yeah, let's segue this really quick into, we wanted to talk a little bit about CrossFit and couples.
Yeah. So I think, I mean,
can you hear my cat meowing?
I can hear your cat meowing.
If you guys can hear, she cries when she's locked
out.
Should
we walk her out of the room so she's not in here, like, literally jumping on the table and meowing? And she's like, you guys, I want to be on the podcast.
She really wants to be on the podcast, but we're going to have to, like,
there we go.
Her out. Okay. So we wanted to talk a little bit about CrossFit and couples and how you guys view whether or not you need to work out with your partner, if it's the same, if it's different. Claire and I have completely separate worlds because I don't work out with my husband at all.
He doesn't even CrossFit.
And then Claire and Brandon are like, they have to go to the same classes.
It's true. Not have to, but we'd like
we
to.
We do.
We really
yeah.
like to. Well, and I think for us, it would be not weird for me to go without Brandon because I do go without him, you know, if he has homework or, you know, whatever.
Right.
And he'll go without me if I'm doing something else. But we try to work out together because we started CrossFitting together. And if we, you know, but in that sense, I think that, like, our whole relationship is really not based on, but, like, a big thing, you know, like, our first thing we had in common was that we were both really active.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, for us, like, doing an activity together is, like, really our main way of spending time together and of bonding and of, like, you know, sharing an experience.
Right.
And, you know, right at this point in our lives, that thing is CrossFit.
Yeah. And you guys have really busy schedules, too, so I think that that's a good thing.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
do
we don't really.
Routinely. I'm finding that that's super important, too, as a couple, is you want to find things that you can do together.
Right.
Routinely. That's so important.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm interested to know, just, too, what our listeners think, if you guys want to chime in on this. But,
well,
you know,
some
we see.
People,
yeah.
They feel like it's, like, their, kind of, like, their space. They don't want their family. You know, it's, like, it's their time to kind of, like, have their own thing and kind of, like, have their own time and get away from their kids, get away from their, you know, husband
yeah.
or wife, and not get away, but, like, have a break.
Right, to have your own thing.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of couples at our gym that do the workouts together, and then there's mm-hmm. people like me who just come in and it's
right.
just me, and I
and
come
like,
in and I leave, and
for
I have,
the first,
like
year that I knew you, I didn't believe that your husband existed
yeah.
because you always, like, referred to him, and I never met him in real life.
Clara didn't think he existed. Because like, he does travel a lot for work. And so she's like, and then she'd come over and he was never home.
I was like, right, really you're a husband.
You're imaginary friend.
Imaginary friend, Scott. No, he exists.
But that's, I think that's the difference, is I do it because it's my passion. I like to do it. It's something that, you know, is like, I don't know if you call it a hobby. It's a passion. You like to do it, and it's your method of working out. But I also like to do yoga, and I also like to run. And his thing is running. So that's his way. And his way of working out is, like, running is kind of like a meditation for him. Totally. So CrossFit to him, I think, would freak him out. Because he's more of just a mellow dude. So he's just not needing, like, that intensity piece. But he appreciates it for sure. Like, he thinks it's really cool and inspiring. But I think sometimes, like, maybe that's just the thing for people who work out as couples versus people who don't. I don't know if it's, you know, how people view it differently.
Well, and also there's, like, the other side of the coin of people who work out by themselves and their significant other doesn't like it. You know, like, they are...
That's an interesting point, yeah.
Like, you know, they think that either, you know, they're jealous because they have this other community, or, I mean, like, it's hard when you do CrossFit to not talk about it. Yeah. And, you know, it's nice with Brandon, like, we can talk about it as much as we want. And, you know, I'm sure it annoys the people around us who, which is an increasingly smaller and smaller number of people around us who don't do CrossFit. But it's like, you know, kind of gives us that extra thing to talk about. But if you do it by yourself, then your spouse or your, you know, whoever can, I definitely know of more than one scenario where the spouse gets jealous because you know, you have this new, like, fun thing that you're doing, and you're getting, you know, your body's getting good, and you're, you know, getting stronger, and you're getting more confident, and they kind of feel like they're almost, like, left in the dust a little bit. And, yeah, I don't know. That's, and then that, like, brings this whole other weird dynamic of, like, you know, then, like, do you, you know, just, like, look at your partner and say, like, hey, listen, if you, you know, really love me, be happy for me, or you would support me, or...
We could go down a rabbit hole of marriage issues and relationship issues of what that would be.
But I think that also totally happens.
It's legit.
I think especially with women and their husbands, like, I think that husbands are a little bit more prone to, like, look at their wife doing that and say, like, you know, as opposed to, like, I feel like it's a little bit more... you know, not necessarily acceptable, but, like, expected for a man to kind of, you know, for him to, like, go and work out and do his own thing.
Well, I think, too, and this is another tangent, but I think if couples, if they're both unhealthy and one gets healthy, the other one is kind of either jealous, or they just feel like then they're kind of forced to change, and people don't like change sometimes.
And also, I think that, like, I have a lot of, not a lot of friends, but some friends who are not overweight, but, like, who are unhealthy. And I feel like when they get around me, I feel like they feel like I'm judging them because I have, you know, like, put all this effort into living a healthy lifestyle. And so I get, you know, that would be magnified times, like, a million if, you know, your husband or wife started working out and you didn't. And all of a sudden you feel like they're coming home being like, well, you're a lazy fat ass. Like, you know, it's like,
well, okay.
You used to love me.
Thanks for the support.
Anyway, but... I don't know. So, I think for us, like, if it's what, you know, if it, before CrossFit, it was climbing and rafting and skiing. You know, we've always had, like, this, you know, we've always been active and done it together. And that's, like, a big part of our relationship. Yeah, I don't think that I would do CrossFit if I didn't do it with Brandon. I don't think I would have started by myself also. I just don't think I would have been motivated, like, in my own right.
And that's the difference. So for me, for Scott and I, is I'm always looking for new things, and I'm always interested in trying new things. And so that's kind of, like, my stuff. And then we find other ways to, like, be together and do things and go to concerts and museums and, you know, the artsy stuff. And then we'll still run together. You know, like, we're both runners. But, yeah, so it's interesting. I just, and I think, too, I was thinking about this because I saw a post, I think it was a different gym that I follow on Facebook, that they had, like, their first CrossFit couple marriage, and so they posted their photo from their wedding, and it was really cute. It's like our first CrossFit couple marriage, where they actually met at that gym and they got married.
That's cute.
So I'm like, that's really cute. Yeah. So, and for me, I just I need balance, so I don't think I'm ever gonna go, like, way far into just CrossFit is my life.
Right.
I I don't think I will ever get to that point. Mm-hmm. I need to have, like, other things that I'm doing.
Right.
And I'm not saying that's how those people in that picture are. But, yeah, I mean, like, CrossFit probably is their life in some sense because they met there.
That's the basis of their relationship,
which is super cool, too.
Yeah. Well, then also I wonder, like, were people who are single and then, you know, go to the gym and it's like, do you actively seek out someone who does CrossFit because you want somebody who to work out? Or do you actively try to seek someone outside of CrossFit because you don't want to, like, you know, like, what, how much would it suck, like, if you're going to a gym? This actually happened to some people at our gym. They were dating and then they broke up and one of them, like, kind of had to leave the gym.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, what would you
do?
That
would be weird.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Because, you know, who, it's like, you know, like, when you get divorced, it's like, which friends do you get? Like, who gets the gym?
That's such a good point. Maybe. You kind of have to, like, just change and switch places.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. I never thought of that. I never had to deal with that.
But, like, you know, if you're single and you're trying to, you know, like, do you seek out people who do CrossFit? Do you seek out people who do CrossFit at another gym?
Yeah.
Do you just kind of decide, you
know? A rival gym?
Well,
the bad boys, like, on Grease.
Oh, my gosh.
What is it? Yes. The Thunderbirds? No, it's the Thunderbirds and the
Pink Ladies.
Well, but what was
I'm
thinking of Grease. The guy, okay, there's a Thunderbird, the Pink Ladies, but what was the guy with the car with the flames? What was
Kinnicky?
No, not Kinnicky. It was the...
Oh, gosh. Yeah. He had really bad... What is his name? I'm thinking of West Side Story.
Okay.
With the Jets and the Sharks.
No.
Yeah. We got to have a dance-off in the middle of the gym.
I want to do that on my birthday. Can we have a dance-off for my... I emailed TJ if I could design a birthday wad. And he said yes.
What are you going to do?
Well, don't get mad.
Oh, God.
I'm thinking of doing one like yesterday was programmed. Yesterday was programmed like 100, 90, 80,
but 70, it was like the hardest thing. It was 100 double unders, 90 air squats, 80
something
sit-ups, 70 something, 60,
60 50.
Flipping wall balls.
Yeah. I love those. I love waterfalls.
Nobody loves wall balls. So I think I say wall balls.
Well.
Like, nobody loves wall balls, Joey. I don't even want to talk to you right now.
I know.
Claudia's just shaking her head.
No, we're not even talking about wall balls.
I literally would have to do them in sets of six. Like,
okay.
Ugh. Well, maybe with a 10-pound wall ball, I could do like sets of...
So...
Seven.
So I'm thinking of that. I asked you.
Starting at 100?
Yeah.
100, what are you going to start with?
I don't know.
Like 100.
I really like double unders. I don't want to do the exact same one, but I'm like, oh, I love double unders. Thrusters, anything with thrusters. I know, you're giving me this face.
Yeah,
like,
that sounds awful.
Everyone's going to hate me. Everyone's going to hate me on my birthday. Maybe they can just watch me do it.
Great idea. I would come to that.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I would do it like in a team walk where you do all the work.
You did that.
I'm really good at cheering. I'm an excellent cheerer.
I know
cheerer.
You are. Mm. You're great. And you guys can bring the cowbells.
Yeah, perfect.
Okay, so we went off topic. Sorry. But CrossFit couples, yay.
You got my birthday tiara. Last year.
You had a birthday tiara?
Hello. Oh, last year.
I wouldn't fit into that prom dress, but I wish I could.
Last year on my birthday, we did Cindy at the gym, and I had Beth brought me a birthday tiara and a sash.
Oh.
And they made me start, I had to wad in the tiara, and it came off after like the first round, but
sure.
That counts.
Hmm.
So.
Birthday costumes even.
Yes.
This is going to be exciting.
Okay. Yes. Oh, so, by the way, nobody ever gave us any ideas for our Girls Gone Wild costumes.
Thanks a lot, you guys.
This is a big deal. We need to come up with something and fast because it's, you know, we have to, if we're going to.
September 28th.
Yeah, if we're going to order crap online, we got to do this.
Yeah.
So I came up with one idea, which I think might work, but it would kind of take a lot of work on our part to make those.
It might.
Yeah. I'm still trying to figure out how we could dress up as boobs. I just think we would win if we dress up like boobs.
I think if we do, yeah, I agree with you. So how can we make boob costumes?
We want to be a tri-boob. It'd be different if we were two.
Oh,
there were two of us.
Nipple type of situation.
Right. Yeah. Like if there were only two of us, we could just be boobs. Like each be a boob. With like three people, like how do you work in that third person? It's just awkward.
It could be the random third nipple.
Yeah. I'm not cool with that.
Claire's not.
Like, I don't know.
I don't think that would be. I don't think people would get it.
I don't know.
I just want something. I wish we could do something with pink wigs.
We could.
Yeah. Because that, you sent me a link a while ago that
like
was
that
like
poodle wig?
Awesome.
Yeah,
wig.
Like a big, like, it was almost like a Whoville.
Or if I could at least dye my hair pink for a day.
Perfect. You can do that spray. It's almost Halloween.
Yeah.
King Super's got to have that crap. They get Halloween stuff like in July.
For sure.
They probably have Easter candy already. I'm sure you could find pink hair and hairspray. Can I think what else you could do? I don't know. We're going to have to find something good, though.
So, you guys, give us some ideas, because I want to dress up in pink, and we want to win this costume
contest,
too.
Yeah, seriously.
We want to raise the most money for this cause, and we want to have the best costumes.
Because we're probably not going to win the one.
Yeah.
Hey,
okay. You never know.
You never know. You and Beth have great lifts, and I'm really great at cheering. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, those, you know.
It's an awesome combo.
With our powers combined, I will cheer you on. They announced the first one for the benchmark brawl. It's a max lift.
Wait, you found out what
it's on Facebook.
Oh, I haven't even looked yet. What is it?
Benchmark one.
Tell me, what is it?
The one after?
Yeah, what is it? I know, but what is it?
They didn't say what lift. It just says max lift. The first one is max lift. I was like, that's not a freaking benchmark workout. I hate you people. Now I can't lift crap.
Are you kidding me?
Oh. But I am in the RX division, so maybe. I bet it'll be like a clean.
Okay. Oh, that scares me. My back is already hurting.
Okay. We should get some weightlifting belts.
Yes.
Yeah, we should do that. Okay. Let's see if we can get pink ones.
Writing that down.
Deal.
I know we're not going into our goals today, but I really want to tell you this morning I did a regular handstand push-up.
You did?
Yes.
That's awesome. Did you kip?
I did two in a row. Yeah.
That's awesome.
With the plates and the mat.
All right.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Andrew was proud. Andrew.
I bet he was.
Yeah. And he was like, he just was standing there coaching me and didn't help at all, but he.
That's great. Moral support.
And then I was almost wishing no one saw me because I'm like, now that they saw that I did
it. Yeah, you have to do it.
No, now. I have to do it.
That's true. It's very true. Well, nice job.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
So I'm hitting goals.
Yay.
So speaking of goals, do we want to... Let's read some
listener goals.
Love your guys' goals. These are so inspiring. You guys have some pretty awesome goals. So we put a call out this week to post your goals.
And I like that. It was a goal call, like a roll call, but a goal call.
You did get that?
I totally got that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was a wordplay.
Puns.
So, let's check in on some of your guys' goals here. Have you reached anything with your goals
this week? I want to check in with? No.
Yeah.
Like I said, we only worked out once so far.
Okay. So, my internet's not working.
Womp, womp. Here.
Let me pull it up on my phone really quick.
We'll do that.
Hold on.
I'm trying to think if I had anything this week that I am working. When we did the fat tank, the dunk tank, the lady was like, I was telling her that I want to get a bigger butt, and she was like, you just got to do squats. I was like, I know, I got to get in there. I've had that, like, hip thing going on, though. But I signed up for that Denver sports recovery place where you go and, like, it's like a physical, and you, like, so I'm going to go in there tomorrow.
Awesome. Okay, here we go. So, Sienna Hendricks Thompson says she wants to spend money on clothes that you can wear outside of the gym.
So I love that one.
I love that one, too.
Yeah.
Jackie Hayes says 1.5 body weight deadlift and 5 strict pull-ups by Christmas.
That's
go, Jackie!
Yay!
We're holding you accountable to that. Tegwin Millard says, I want to kip and do a strict pull-up by 2014. I want to pay off my credit card by Christmas.
Awesome. That's a good one. I like that. Not just CrossFit goals.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's get into some real life, too. We can do this.
Real life goals.
Real life goals are good. Tay Ellen says, join the fundamentals class, attend all 6 sessions, and still be alive in October. You can do it. I know you can.
That is hard. Getting into your first elements or whatever class, that's hard. It's hard crap.
Which, another thing, too, we had a new girl in our class this morning who just did the elements class, and it was, you could tell that people are, like, kind of so scared to do their first class.
Yeah.
So everyone's, like, trying to help them feel excited, and... that was really cool. I love that about CrossFit community. Erica Guida says, improving endurance and cutting out the extra time I spend resting in between anything that I shouldn't be.
That's a good one. I find myself always, like, I sit there and I shake out my arms and I'm like, this isn't doing anything. I'm just stalling. And I'm sitting there, like, I'm telling myself, I'm like, I am totally just stalling right now.
TJ always says that about you and me. He said, you and I both walk away from the bar during the WOD. And he's like, where are you guys going? Where are you going? Come back here. Because I walk away and I'm like, I'm mad. And I do this, like, dramatic, like, bleh. I'm such a drama queen. And TJ's like, where are you going? Just come back.
You know, sometimes you just gotta, like, clear the air for
something. You just have to clear your mind.
Yeah.
Sarah Elliott says, unassisted strict pull-up and a strict push-ups in the box. At home, I would like to get rid of excess stuff that I don't use or wear. Yes, clean out the closets. I love that. I'm such a freak about cleaning out closets. Jessica Key says, successful paleologics challenge, which is our challenge. Hi, Jessica. Bump up to 4 times a week for CrossFit and down 20 to 25 pounds more by the end of the year. Mm-hmm. At home, more patience in accepting Barrett, who's her daughter, her amazing daughter, becoming more independent, and master riding our new scooter. Amber says,
I love
that. Amber Feudy says, master double unders, learn to kip, and raise 2 of my PRs by the end of the year. Emily Dean says, get double unders and kipping pull-ups by the end of this year. Demise Walker says, to eat cleaner, preferably 80-20, to complement 4 days a week. CrossFit and 2 days running by my 36th birthday. And yay, to run a spring half marathon. Okay.
Are you going to do half marathon? Did you find another one?
I haven't found another one yet.
Okay.
So I will work on that. And then Katrina Listener says, strict muscle up and butterfly pull up by November 1st.
Dang.
Back squat my husband. That's awesome. And RX power cleans in a wad by January 1st. Compete in my first CrossFit competition by March 1st.
Those are some good goals.
Two more. Megan Harrigan says, to be successful in my September paleo challenge, to make it to the box 3 to 4 times a week, to actually do my homework. Megan, do your homework. And Rachel, hi Rachel, she's so great. You always leave awesome comments. My goals are making the dean's list every term at school, overhead squatting 100 pounds by December 1st, and getting a strict pull-up by January 1st, 2014. Rachel, you can do it.
Yay.
You guys, we are going to keep you accountable, so you better get these goals done, because we're going to ask you how you're doing.
It's true.
And so now you're locked in. Okay.
Oh, I did start studying for my nutrition thing.
You did?
Yeah, the book came and I started reading it, and it's hard. There's a lot of crap in there. I learned about ATP. I relearned about ATP.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be a lot of studying. But I like went to the Home Depot or Office Depot and I like bought new flashcards. I got myself some Sharpies. Everything's going to be color-coded. It's going to be great.
That helps so much.
Yeah. Oh, I agree. And Brandon had flashcards and I was like, no, I need my own. I need my own stuff. It's like buying your school supplies, I feel like, is the first step toward actually studying.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm so proud of you. Yay. That's cool. Okay, so we have a little bit of time left. Let's read a quick comment from iTunes.
Yay.
Because iTunes comments make our day. So if you haven't rated us yet, you can still do that.
And we, by the way, read every time you tweet us, everything you write on Facebook, every comment you leave on iTunes, we read it and we love it and we text about it.
We text about it and
we try to reply to all of them. But if we don't have a reply to you, know that we read
everything.
And we love it.
And we get warm fuzzies. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I cry. And then Claire makes fun of me, but it's okay.
I mean, that's fine. I'm just a heartless bitch, as we've talked about, so.
Yes, Claire. Yeah. So this comment this week comes from Alexis. She says, only girls out there that are talking about the tough trials and other things that relate to CrossFit. I love them. I listen during my commute, and there are days where I don't even realize that I'm at my stop. If you love CrossFit women, this is the podcast to listen to. And for the CrossFit women out there, you will learn a thing or two about life and CrossFit. Thank you, Alexis.
Yay.
That's a great comment. I wonder where you're going on your commute and what stop you're at. When I read that comment, I'm like, I wonder what she's doing. I wonder where she's going. I always think about people that way.
Yeah, I just thought about how when I'm on the bus, I love pulling the little ding.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love doing that.
Yeah.
I'm like a 5-year-old. Anyway.
Okay, so last but not least, you still have time to donate at our Girls Gone RX page. That's on our Facebook page. We'll post it a few times in the coming weeks so you can get a chance to donate to our page. What's going on?
Oh, tank tops. So I ordered them, finally. And they are going to get in next Friday, so a week from tomorrow. After you hear this, it'll be a week from tomorrow. And we're going to use PayPal. And I have a fancy plugin for our website, guys. It's going to be so fancy. We're so legit.
But
so it'll be through PayPal. So if you don't have a PayPal account, that's fine. You can basically put in your credit card information in PayPal and it just acts like a cart. So don't fret. And I think we touched on this in the last episode, but if you put in a size that does not necessarily, it's not a pre-order.
Yep.
So on the one hand, that means that you are not obligated to buy them. You know, if you put in for a size and you're like, actually, I don't really want one. You're not obligated to order, but that also means that we aren't reserving them based on the sizes that came in. So you're going to need to hop on there quick and buy them when they come in. And I believe we're going to be selling them for $28, which includes shipping.
Okay.
So that'll be...
good deal.
Yeah, everything will be gone.
So first come, first serve.
Yeah, we got some extras based on what people, but not a ton.
Yeah.
So we'll see how it goes. Anyway.
So thank you for supporting our tank tops and wearing them and spreading the word. Tell a friend if you like our podcast because we like hearing from you.
Yay.
We like knowing you.
I just like saying yay, apparently.
You like what?
I just feel like I've said yay a lot in this podcast.
It's just a yay day.
I almost said it again.
Yay.
I just saw myself. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
It's been a long week already. All right, guys, that's it for this episode. We'll see you next time.
Bye.